This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Things that are revolutionizing the way we look at the world and revolutionizing our life. And once again, in this hour, it's open mic. That's right, here is your chance to get back at the radio. This is your chance to call 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Instead of simply sitting there looking stupid, get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135. And for that matter, put your kids on the line and have them answer that question, ask that question. Also, let me say that I just finished my book tour, and it was a big success. We averaged about 300 or 400 people per event. In San Mateo, California, we actually had 1,200 people show up for my lecture. And you, the listener, sent my book onto the New York Times bestseller list. Now, I got a lot of questions during the book tour. And so leading off, before we take listener phone calls, I'll answer one of the questions that I got. After that, you can call me at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Well, one question I got during my book tour was, when are we going to become immortal? Is that in the cards? What does science say about immortality? Well, there are two kinds of immortality. One is digital immortality, where we digitize human consciousness. And the other one is biological immortality that we get by modifying our genes. So let's talk about biological immortality first, and then genetic digital immortality later. Well, first of all, it is possible to lengthen the lifespan of organisms today by about 30% if you feed them 30% fewer calories. Starting with yeast cells, going to spiders, insects, then to mice, rats, cats, dogs, now to primates. It turns out if you feed them 30% less, they live 30% longer. The only major organism that has not been analyzed is Homo sapiens, you and me, because we complain too much and we sue the doctor if we don't like what they're doing. But for everybody else, it seems to work. Now, why? Well, we think because they eat less, oxidation and burning of fuel slows down. As a consequence, they live longer because they live slower. Now, we want to get the benefits of this without having to live slower, because these animals become lethargic, and many of them lose interest in sex totally by eating 30% less calories. So we want to have a vigorous lifestyle and still live forever. Well, it turns out there's a gene that seems to control this process. It's called the sirtuin gene that controls a chemical called resveratrol, a chemical found in, for example, red wine. So there's some people who think that could be a clue to the fountain of youth. But there are other theories as well. There's also an enzyme called telomerase, which stops the biological clock. Your cells, for example, your skin cells, divide 60 times, then go into senescence and eventually die. In fact, that's one reason why we die. We're programmed to die in some sense. Well, telomerase stops the clock. The problem with that is cancer cells are also immortal. Cancer cells are immortal because, well, they live forever and they form a tumor, and the tumor eventually kills you. So the very fact that some cells become immortal means that you are mortal. And so we want to have the benefits of this without getting cancer. And we haven't done that yet. But that's very interesting. Telomerase, a chemical which won the Nobel Prize for its discoverers, telomerase actually allows you to stop the clock. And so we have several very promising mechanisms. But what about the final result? Are we going to go to the drugstore and live forever? Well, maybe, but not now. We're still in the infancy of a new science called biogerontology, a science that didn't exist back then, but a technology that allows us to begin to tinker with the lifespan of animals. And so this is exciting, but we're not there yet. The other form of immortality is digital immortality, and that's when we digitize everything known about you. There's a Silicon Valley company that even does that today. Digitizes your emails, Instagram photographs, everything known about you, videotapes, biographies, anything known about you, they can begin to digitize to create a carbon copy of you. In fact, they even make a robot. A robot that looks like you, talks like you, and accesses some of your memories, but is still very primitive. And so, in other words, biological and digital immortality are not here yet, but we're making inroads into these. And so I think that our grandkids may have the ability of essentially stopping the clock. They may not be totally immortal, but I think our grandkids may have the option of hitting the age of 30 and simply living many, many decades at the age of 30. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Alan Rivas from Dryden, Washington. And my question is, tardigrades are known as the toughest creatures on Earth. So has there been any current research done with tardigrades in trying to explain the theory of panspermia? Thank you very much.
Well, you asked two very important questions. One is about the origin of life on Earth. One theory is called panspermia, the idea that maybe DNA was seeded on the planet Earth from outer space. And the other possibility is that microorganisms can actually survive the rigors of being in outer space. Now, it was once thought that life could not exist on the outside of a space capsule in outer space. We've sent many space capsules into outer space, and we try to sterilize them. But what happens if you have a microorganism that survives on the surface? Well, it turns out that when we shot space probes to the moon, somebody sneezed. Somebody sneezed at the facility where the space probe was being assembled, and that microorganism survived. Imagine that, a cold germ surviving on the moon. Well, since then, we found not one, but several microorganisms and animal-like creatures, tiny little creatures that actually can survive the rigors of outer space, which was once thought to be impossible, but now, hey, that's what we find. In fact, scientists have deliberately created cultures of these tiny organisms, put them on the outside of space probes, and yeah, they can survive out there. They can survive the fact that there's a vacuum in outer space, and also outer space is radioactive because of the fact there's no atmosphere to absorb the radiation from the sun and from black holes. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about panspermia. That is, where did life come from? Did it come from the Earth, or did it come from outer space? Let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we talk about science. Science that impacts on your life and our conception of the universe. Well, before the break, we had a question about panspermia, the idea that perhaps, just perhaps, life started not on the Earth, but from outer space, and that we were seeded somehow by DNA from the rest of the universe. How does that stack up? Well, it turns out that it's a theory that cannot be ruled out. In fact, there are several avenues that scientists have explored concerning whether or not life came from outer space. First of all, if you take a look at Earth and Mars, you realize that Mars, once upon a time, had great oceans. An ocean as big as the United States of America. A huge ocean. It had riverbeds. It had things that resembled the Mississippi River Delta. And Mars cooled down before the Earth did. So the solar system was formed about 4.5 billion years ago. And the planets began to cool down. Mars, being farther away, cooled down first. And so the conditions to get DNA off the ground might have originated on Mars first, when the Earth was still molten. So let's say hypothetically that DNA gets off the ground in the oceans of Mars, and then a meteor A meteor strikes the surface of Mars and blasts rock into outer space, carrying tiny little pockets of DNA. These meteors then float in outer space for millions of years until the gravitational pull of the Earth brings them in, and these meteors then begin to seed the planet Earth. Now, in other words, if you want to see a Martian tonight, look in a mirror. We are the Martians, according to this theory. Now, can this theory be ruled out? And the answer is no, because it turns out that meteors from Mars have hit the Earth any number of occasions. This is amazing. If you take a look at meteorites, slice them open under very careful conditions, analyze their mineral content and air content, bingo! You find that some of them are a perfect match. A perfect match for Martian rock. Now, it turns out that asteroids are quite different. If you take a look at the carbon content, the iron content, the stone content of meteors, it turns out that most of them are quite different from the Mars rocks that we see on the planet Earth. And that gives ample evidence that we really are, in fact, looking at Mars rocks. One rock seems to have some kind of structures inside that look like microscopic worms. You can Google it on the internet. Yeah, these things really do look like microscopic worms. Other scientists say, bah, humbug. Nothing but crystals, tiny little minerals, crystals that look like microorganisms. That debate is still going on even today. Even today, scientists are debating whether or not if you crack open a Mars rock, are you looking at evidence of cells of ancient organisms or just crystals, crystallized crystals forming inside these rocks. Now, that's one theory. Panspermia from Mars. However, there's another theory that's perhaps even more plausible, and that takes a look at the timetable. For example, the solar system is 4.5 billion years old. However, for about 500 million years, the solar system was very dynamic, with meteorites hitting the Earth all the time. Life was impossible in the oceans. There were no oceans, and the Earth was hit by meteors constantly. But then life starts about 3.5 to 3.7 billion years ago. So in other words, there's a window, a small window of opportunity, because before that window, the Earth was too hot to create life in stable form. The oceans probably boiled off many times in the past. And second, outside that window, life already gets off the ground. And so there's a narrow window between about 3.7 and 3.9 billion years ago to get life off the ground. Now, some scientists have said, aha, that window is too small. That window is only a few 100 million years wide. It's too small to get life off the ground. Life gets off the ground very quickly after the age of heavy bombardment ends and the solar system cools down to the point where we can get stable oceans and stable DNA molecules forming without them being boiled off with the next asteroid hit. So Fred Hoyle, a great cosmologist, actually believed this. One of the great cosmologists of the past actually wrote about the fact that life probably did not start on the Earth at all. It started in outer space. Now, to be fair, most scientists believe in the opposite point of view. If you were to take a poll, I would say that most astronomers believe that life started on the Earth in the oceans, probably in a volcano vent, where there's enough energy to create the first forms of life without photosynthesis. Deep in the oceans, where there's no light, volcano vents give you enough energy and chemical processes to get the first DNA off the ground. But hey, no one was there to witness this event, and so we won't know for sure for many a decade. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Felicia Gaddis. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm not currently listening to the radio, But I wanted to ask you something. I'm very interested in string theory. And I wanted to know if you believe that there's a possibility that prayer affects the string theory, that it resonates, that it sends out a vibration that can change things.
Well, let's try to break it down into its basic components. First of all, what is string theory? And is it possible to influence these strings? First of all, when you look at particles of nature, you have electrons and protons and quarks and things like that. You find not one, not two, but literally hundreds of them, especially when you smash the proton apart. We have the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland. It smashes protons at 14 trillion electron volts, an energy scale not seen since the instant of creation itself. And when you smash protons into each other, what happens? You get fragments, hundreds, thousands of fragments, all with different Greek-sounding names. And it's hard to believe that Mother Nature at a fundamental level could be so malicious as to force us to contemplate thousands of subatomic particles at the most fundamental level. We think that the deeper you go into reality, the simpler it should be, not the more complicated and ugly. Right now, there's something called the Standard Model. The Standard Model does seem to fit most of the particles seen by our atom smashers. It is only a partial theory. For example, it has no gravity, and so gravity is missing in the Standard Model. A huge defect, not to mention the fact that we have all these subatomic particles, hundreds of them, and we have 36 quarks, 19 to 20 free parameters that you can twist in like a dial on a radio. And Mother Nature, why would it create something so ugly? Some people say that the Standard Model is a theory so ugly that only a mother could love it. Now, even the creators of the Standard Model say it's ugly. Even they say their own creation is supremely ugly. So there's got to be something simple, elegant, beautiful at that fundamental level. And the leading candidate is string theory, which says that an electron is not really a dot at all. An electron is a vibrating rubber band, vibrating at one frequency. When you change the frequency of the electron, it turns into another particle, a neutrino. If you change the frequency of the neutrino, it turns into another particle, a quark. So you twang it enough, it turns into all the particles you see at the Large Hadron Collider when we smash protons apart. So in other words, why do we have so many subatomic particles? Because they're like musical notes on a violin string. Why does a violin string have so many musical notes? Because they're nothing but different vibrations on a single string. So what's beautiful is the string. What's messy is to catalog all the ways in which strings can vibrate. That's quite messy. And my friends spend a whole lifetime cataloging many of the vibratory modes of the string. Well, we'll answer your question about whether or not you can influence these vibrations after the break. But let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very simple one, and that is, if the universe is made out of tiny vibrating strings, then is it possible to somehow influence these vibrating strings, perhaps, let's say, mentally? Well, the short answer is no. However, there is one way in which you might be able to use the human mind to influence matter. You see, the human mind is based on electromagnetism. We are, in some sense, a brain with electric generators creating radio. And radio is part of a theory of everything. It is just nothing but one frequency. So light itself, the electromagnetic spectrum, is nothing but one type of vibrations of a vibrating string. And so the question was, can you influence the vibrations of these strings? Normally, the answer is no. However, recently we've been able to probe the brain and realize that the brain does have radio emissions, and they can be channeled using
digital technology, which is also a vibration of the string. So in other words, in the future, you'll be able to simply think and control objects around you. Take a look at my book, The Future of the Mind. I talk about how studies show that it's possible, if you put a chip on the brain, to have the chip then control objects around you. You can control your wheelchair. You can surf the web. You can write emails. You can communicate with people even if you are paralyzed. This is amazing. The brain can be unleashed electromagnetically. We can now upload memories, simple memories, download simple memories in mice. Now we're doing it on primates, and next on Alzheimer's patients. And so they'll be able to remember who they are and where they live. And so we are now interfacing the brain via electromagnetism. And the point is that all of them are nothing but vibrations of a string. Electromagnetism is a vibration of the string, and we're using one set of vibrations, that is electromagnetism, to eventually influence a computer, which can then control our environment. One day, when you walk into a room, you will mentally turn on the lights, mentally turn on the internet, mentally surf the web, mentally move objects around via your mind, mentally draw pictures, create artworks with 3D printers. In fact, from the outside, you'll look like Harry Potter, waving his magic wand, moving objects, creating all sorts of wondrous things mentally. That is the future of the internet. The internet is going to be replaced by BrainNet. And for more, go to my book, The Future of the Mind, which goes into some detail about how BrainNet is going to look like. It is the successor to the internet. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Sean O. I live in Portland, Oregon. In Interstellar, they experienced time dilation when they went down to the planet. Now, how would that work with quantum communication, which I guess my understanding is zero latency communication, instant communication between two people if one is, if their time is moving quicker or slower. Anyway, thank you.
Well, you have two effects involved there. First of all, unfortunately, I think our time is up for this segment. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And after the break, we will answer that question about how time dilation affects quantum communication.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And also, by the way, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to. And go to my Facebook site, Michio Kaku. And we've had 3 million fans. 3 million fans on Facebook. Over 600,000 fans on Twitter. But go to my website to find out what I'm up to. mkaku.org. mkaku.org. Well, when we last left off, we were talking to somebody who wanted to ask about time dilation and quantum communication. Well, let's try to break it down. First of all, Einstein says that if you go faster and faster in a rocket, time slows down in that rocket. This is not science fiction. We measure this. In fact, we put two clocks. One clock on an airplane. That clock is atomically correlated with a clock on the Earth. When the airplane takes off, bingo, the clock on the airplane beats slower than the clock on the planet Earth. So time is not absolute. 1 second on the Earth is not 1 second on an airplane. It is not 1 second in outer space. So every time you go in an airplane, believe it or not, you're experiencing time dilation. Now, the question that was asked, though, is even more sophisticated, and that is quantum communication. If you take two electrons and they vibrate together, so they're touching each other, and then you separate them, an umbilical cord emerges between them, and they have, in some sense, knowledge of each other's state. So if you were to analyze the first electron, and it is spinning up, then you know that on the other side of the universe, wherever that other electron is, it's spinning down. The two cancel out because originally you had no spin at all. Now, believe it or not, this effect travels instantly faster than the speed of light. Einstein hated this idea. In fact, Einstein conceived of the experiment precisely to show that quantum mechanics is crazy, that quantum mechanics allows you to go faster than the speed of light. Well, this experiment has been done. You get two electrons or two photons, get them to vibrate together, separate them, measure one, and then instantly, faster than the speed of light, you know the state of the other. Well, sorry about that, Albert. You were wrong. But you had the last laugh. It turns out this information is random, so it is useless. So even though you now have something that goes faster than the speed of light, it is useless because you cannot send useful information faster than the speed of light. Like Morse code. You cannot send Morse code this way. Now, believe it or not, this is not the only thing that goes faster than the speed of light, but is also useless. Take a flashlight and sweep it across the night sky. I used to do this when I was a kid. Sweep a flashlight across the night sky and realize that the impression of your flashlight as it hits the outer space or the atmosphere, that image goes faster than the speed of light as you wave the flashlight in the heavens. But you see, it's useless information. You cannot send useful information faster than the speed of light. Each photon, each particle of light in the flashlight travels at the speed of light, even though the image of the flashlight casted on the night sky travels faster than the speed of light. So, in other words, Einstein has the last laugh. Yes, there are things which can go faster than the speed of light. Einstein was wrong on that. But net information cannot go faster than the speed of light. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is David Hawkins, and I'm calling out of Long Beach. And my question is, why does the total amount of noble matter in the universe equal the total amount of dark matter squared times dark energy? And I'm following this on Twitter, so thank you.
Okay, well, let's try to break this down into its basic components. First of all, matter consists of atoms, hydrogen, helium, lithium, things like that. We used to think that the universe was made out of atoms, but now we know that's not true, that most of the universe is made out of dark matter. And dark matter is a mysterious substance that is invisible. That's why it took so long for us to be able to confirm its existence. And it's related by E equals mc squared, E being energy, m is being mass. Well, let's take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll continue a discussion of dark matter and what the universe is really made of.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a call about dark matter. So let me try to break that down. Back in the 1990s, we seemed to have a very compelling picture of what the universe is made of. Back in the 1990s, we thought that, well, the universe is made out of atoms. Simple as that. Electrons going around a positive nucleus. And perhaps the atom can be shattered to create cosmic rays and black holes and things. But the universe is basically made out of atoms. And the universe is also expanding. And the expansion was probably slowing down. No big deal. And it was a very pleasant, very stable conception of the universe back in the 1990s. Boy, were we wrong. Totally wrong. Because in the last 10, 15 years, we've had to rewrite all the textbooks. First of all, we know that matter is not mainly made out of atoms. Atoms are made out of electrons and protons, but there's something else, dark matter. And dark matter is 10 times more plentiful than ordinary matter. And it's invisible. Invisible meaning that our detectors cannot easily detect it by telescopes and by our instruments. And that's why it took so long for scientists and astronomers to agree on the existence of dark matter. Then we have dark energy, the energy of the vacuum, which is pushing the galaxies apart, giving us the Big Bang. And it is not slowing down, as most textbooks said. It's speeding up. The universe is speeding up in its acceleration. And one day, perhaps, the night sky will be totally black because the stars are so far away, light cannot even reach us from the depths of outer space. So this is a very different picture than the 1990s, which said that the universe is based out of atoms and the universe is expanding but slowing down. Now we realize the universe is made out of something different, dark matter. And the universe is not slowing down, it's speeding up. It is careening out of control. So what do we do with this? Well, we don't know. First, we want to capture it in the laboratory. That's why we have detectors around the world looking for the collision of dark matter with a proton. The proton will be shattered, and we look for the flash of light created by the shattering of a proton. So far, we haven't seen any, but there's always the hope. Then we hope to create dark matter with the Large Hadron Collider. And that has not been successful either. So right now, we're in a very strange period of time where we suspect that our textbooks have to be redrawn, rewritten, but we don't know how. That's where we are today. And if you in the audience ever figure out what dark matter is and what dark energy is, you will get the Nobel Prize in Physics. So what are you going to do first? You're going to tell me first, and then we'll split the Nobel Prize together, you and me. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Andrew Horvath. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm actually a science teacher, and I'm asking a question about health and the future. The future has always been a very interesting topic to me. I've been very excited about it, technology and everything like that. And so my question is, regarding the medical field recently, I've seen some wonderful research about vegetable-based diets and things like that to help people. So I'm wondering, in the future, what do you think is going to be the most valuable tool for preventing medicine? Do you think people will be changing their diets? Do you think, one time I heard about, you know, they could potentially have toilets in the future where I go to the bathroom in the morning and it checks all of my levels and it'll warn me that maybe it has found cancer cells or, you know, something in my urine, something along those lines. So what kinds of things do you think in the future are going to be in place to help prevent, illnesses as opposed to maybe medicine that we use once we are already sick? Thank you very much for hearing my question, and I look forward to listening to your radio show.
Well, medicine is going to explode, absolutely explode in the future. First of all, you mentioned the smart toilet, which is going to render the word tumor obsolete in the English language. By the time you have a tumor form, you have 10 billion cancer cells or so growing in your body. It's too late. Surgery is required immediately. In the future, your toilet will pick up cancer genes, cancer enzymes, and give you a liquid biopsy. Up to the minute, liquid biopsy. No delays and no getting an appointment with a doctor and getting cancellations of your appointment. No, you'll be able to diagnose yourself and detect cancer decades, perhaps a decade before a tumor forms. So the smart toilet is going to be a form of preventive medicine, which will render the word tumor obsolete. And then we'll attack tumors directly with advanced nanotechnology. We're going to arm individual cancer cells so that they seek out ordinary cells, so they seek out cancer cells and destroy them. And then when your organs wear out, we'll grow new organs from your own cells. These are called bioreactors. I've had a chance to take a camera crew to Wake Forest University and see these at work. We're talking about creating new organs of the body as they wear out. We can already grow skin, bone, cartilage, noses, ears, windpipes, bladders. That's today. Tomorrow, perhaps we'll grow the whole organism up to the brain. Okay, well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Be part of the fun. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and be part of the March of Science. Give us a call. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Good day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.